it's a pleasure for me to do something that will surprise myself a little bit by having someone suggest. And were you going to? Okay. The first poem, History of My Heart, which in your case you have not got. The Figured Wheel. The figured wheel rolls through shopping malls and prisons, over farms small and immense, and the rotten little downtowns. Covered with symbols, it mills everything alive and grinds the remains of the dead in the cemeteries, in unmarked graves and oceans. Sluiced by salt water and fresh, by pure and contaminated rivers, by snow and sand, it separates and recombines all droplets and grains, even the infinite subatomic particles crushed under the illustrated varying treads of its wide circumferential track. Spraying flecks of tar and molten rock, it rumbles through the Antarctic station of American sailors and technicians and shakes the floors and windows of whorehouses for diggers and smelters from Bethany, Pennsylvania to a practically nameless semi-penal new town in the mineral-rich tundra of the Soviet northernmost settlements. Artists illuminate it with pictures and incised mottos, taken from the 10,000 stories and the registry of true dramas. They hang it with colored ribbons and with bells of many pitches. With paints and chisels and moving lights, they record on its rotating surface the elegant and terrifying doings of the inhabitants of the 100 pantheons of major gods, disposed in iconographic stations at hub, spoke, and concentric bands, and also the grotesque demigods, Hopi gargoyles and Ebo dryads. They cover it with wind chimes and electronic instruments that vibrate as it rolls to make an all but unthinkable music so that the wheel hums and rings as it turns through the bursts of stars and through the dead world of bomb, fire blast, and fallout where only a few doomed races of insects fumble in the smoking grasses. It is Jesus, oblivious to hurt, turning to give words to the unrighteous, and is also Gogol's feeding pig that without knowing it eats a baby chick and goes on feeding. It is the empty armor of my Cid, clattering into the arrows of the credulous unbelievers, a metal suit like the lost astronaut revolving with his useless umbilicus through the cold streams neither energy nor matter that agitate the cold cyclical dark, turning and returning. Even in the scorched and frozen world of the dead after the Holocaust, the wheel as it turns on goes on accreting ornaments. Scientists and artists festoon it from the grave with brilliant toys and messages, jokes and zodiacs, tragedies conceived from among the dreams of the unemployed and the pampered, the listless and the tortured. It is hung with devices by dead masters who have survived by reducing themselves magically to tiny organisms, to wisps of matter, crumbs of soil, bits of dry skin, microscopic flakes, which is why they are called great in their humility that goes on celebrating the turning of the wheel as it rolls unrelentingly over a cow plodding through car traffic on a street in Yash and over the haunts of Robert Pinsky's mother and father and wife and children and his sweet self, which he hereby unwillingly and inexpertly gives up because it is there, figured and prefigured in the nothing transfiguring wheel. Sort of comes out in one strand, that one.